Hi, this is Louis. Good evening, sir. This is Louis from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This call will be quick and confidential. So let me ask you, the first question would be, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And what is your year of your birth?
1969.
Thank you for that, sir. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
That's good.
Thank you, sir. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Understood, sir. And what is your race?
Right.
Understood. Thank you so much for your answer. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am.
Thank you for that. And how satisfied would you say that you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
I understand. Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for presidents, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. And how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning that you're extremely likely to vote. 5, you're neither likely or nor unlikely to vote. And 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all.
10.
Understood. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0, that you're not motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
8.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? You can please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
7.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Let me read them to you. Teaching history in schools, abortion, criminal justice reform, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, climate change, healthcare, immigration, cost of living and inflation, or the Israel-Palestine conflict?
Cost of living and immigration.
Understood. Thank you so much. And moving forward, sir, thank you for your answer.
How many more questions do we got?
We're at the 25% of the survey, sir?
Well, I don't have time to finish. I'm sorry. Bye.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Well, thank you for your time. Have a good evening.